really important because we can see the benefit of thatched structures to the county, you know, from a heritage point of view, from a tourism point of view, but also that sort of historical skills that are there that we are losing, and that you know, it's difficult to pass these on to the next generation. And you know, it's fine, say, you know, trying to get this thatching school up and running, for example. That's one really good thing. The thatch repair grant scheme is another really good scheme that's been rolled out by Donegal County Council. But you know, if we can't insure those properties, people are going to be under real, you know, stress as to whether to keep this, the thatch or not. Currently, there's no possibility of insuring your thatch from this year on. Hopefully, that won't be forever. Just to state that as well. But we need to step in, and that's why I'm calling on the council to put pressure on the government to come up with this national insurance programme. I think it's whether it's temporary, whether it's on an ongoing basis, but we definitely need support now to make sure we hold on to these thatched structures.
They've always been, I suppose, dotted around the country, and they've always been such well-known structures and stuff. It would be quite sad to lose that bit of our heritage if they can't get insurance and if these are to be taken down, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we all have a favourite thatched cottage in our own locality. They are becoming fewer. Like in Inishowen, over the last 12 or 13 years, to lose 20% of the thatched structures in Inishowen is shocking. And we need, like, this insurance issue now, while it's been a problem for many years, like, that it's been really expensive. In fact, now that OBF have pulled out of the market, unfortunately, that's going to put more pressure on homeowners or custodians to retain these thatched structures. And we see the iconic ones, we see them on magazine covers, and we see them on websites and promoting Donegal and what Donegal means to the rest of the world, and they're disappearing. You know, in my own case, in my own locality, there was one that was lost very recently, and I was very, very saddened to see it. You know, and unfortunately, I don't know why the final decision was made to move it, but I'm fairly sure that one of the major problems was the insurance issue. We need to, you know, I suppose the good news is that there is work being done. There's a national steering committee in place to address some of the challenges, including the insurance issue. And I hope that this will be done in a timely manner. We're expecting a report back in November on that issue, and hopefully that will address, come up with a good solution for the patching. I hope that will mean a national insurance programme, and that custodians, owners can avail of that, like, in the very, very near future. It just has to happen. And I'm concerned for the rate of loss of structures, thatched structures in the county. And I have to do my bit, and the government has to step up to the plate and do their bit too. You know, and I know there's a lot of really good interest. There's a lot of money there in heritage at the moment. There's a lot of funding for these structures, but to get legislation to protect them through insurance is really, really important.